We're now recording, just to let you know. Good morning and welcome to our service on Zoom this week. It's lovely to be able to welcome you here, wherever you are. I think we're sort of spread far and wide today, actually looking at it. So it's lovely to see you all today. Let's just pause for a moment of prayer. And then Fiona's got a notice that she'd like to give out. So just let's pause there and remember God's presence with us. Father, we thank you that as we gather remotely via Zoom, yet we are joined together by your Spirit. So make us one in worship this morning and one in worship in our lives this week. We pray that we may meet with you afresh in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So,
good morning, everyone. On Sunday, the 30th of August, we're going to try doing a social distant picnic in our garden. So I'll send out an email about this after Zoom. But what we plan to do is have four slots during the day, two around lunchtime and two around sort of tea time, for you to book up and come and have a picnic in the garden. You'll have to bring everything, your own chairs, food and drink, I'm afraid. And we can have up to 30 people for each slot, but that's made up of only five support bubbles. It's six, but obviously Mark and I need to make a bubble as well. Otherwise we'll just stay indoors. So it's Sunday the 30th of August, and I will put more information in an email later this morning or this afternoon, but it'll be really lovely to be able to see some of you in person rather than just on the screen. So to be able to book, you'll need to be able to ring us so that we don't double book the slots. So sorry, it has got to be booked this time. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, Fiona and I hope that you're able to come to that and that we'll be able to join together in a slightly different way and use the garden. So hopefully the weather will be the same as it is. Okay, let's begin our worship. So, so if we could have the next page, please, Leroy. So, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
So we now sing our opening song of worship, Come, Now is the Time to Worship.
Come,
So God invites us to come into his presence. He invites us to come as we are, but we're called to become different. And part of that difference is letting go of the things in our lives where we turn away from him, where we put other things first. So let us now, as we pray for forgiveness, in recognition of those things that need changing in our lives. So God, our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you, for ignoring our will, for your will for our lives. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For behaving just as we wish, without thinking of you. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For failing you by what we do and think and say. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations and the world about us. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
Almighty God, you forgive all who truly repent. Have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And keep us in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to respond to God's generous gift of grace by singing, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Thank you.
we hear our Bible reading, which today is being read for us by Janet.
The reading comes from Philippians chapter 3, commencing at verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if at some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like this, his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we pray that you will teach us from your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Could I have my picture, please? This is a picture that hangs above the fireplace in our house. It was given to me by Rod for my 21st birthday, and it's L.S. Lowry's picture of VE Day. And unlike other L.S. Lowry pictures, you will notice that the characters are not in dark, dismal colours, and there's a sense of joy. People are drinking and dancing, carrying balloons, playing together and enjoying their tea. Thank you. You can take that. People in World War II were looking forward to the end of the conflict. And this Saturday coming is the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. They were looking forward to celebrate, like in the picture. And our passage reminds us of the hope we have, the heavenly party, when in our passage in verse 20, it says, when Jesus comes again and our earthly bodies are transformed and we're living in God's new world. This is the prize that Paul mentions, the prize he is pressing on to win. At the present moment in time, there's a lot of talk about getting back to normal, returning to the way things were. And it seems to me there's a lot of looking backwards. Even amidst the talk of new normal, there seems to be a sense that people still want that new normal to be the old normal. Even in our churches, people are saying, when we get back into church, there seems to be a sense of wanting to return to how things were. the same services, in the same places, with the same people. It's almost as if these recent few months have just been a hiatus, a blip. We saw last week in the earlier verses in 10 and 11 that Paul says that he desperately wants to get to know Jesus, to be more like him, to be a true disciple. And as we start in verse 12, he says he hasn't achieved this. He hasn't reached his goal, but he presses on, forgetting what is behind and straining on towards the prize ahead. Paul often uses the imagery of athletic training and races in his letters. Some of you know that I do a bit of running. Sometimes I enjoy it, and sometimes I endure it. And that I enjoy the races though, and the ones I do tend to be Disney races, which are not terribly serious. There's a camaraderie rather than a rivalry. Everyone encouraging each other, looking out for each other. I do want to reach the end and get my medal. I want my prize after the training and the race itself. I am no Paula Radcliffe. I'm not up there with the elite runners. In the first half marathon I'm hoping to run in Florida in January, I will probably start in one of the back corrals, which means I'll get started near the end, unless I can get a seriously good time for a 10K before then, if we can actually run any races in this country. So I will be near the back, running or mostly run walking at my own pace, running my own race, but enjoying the company of others and their encouragement. In Disney races, right at the back, there are some ladies called the balloon ladies, because they walk along holding balloons. They set the pace, the last pace, the pace at which the race can run. If by any chance you slow up and get overtaken by the balloon ladies, they scoop you up into a buggy or into a bus and you get taken to the finishing line. But it doesn't matter if you get scooped up. If you've crossed the starting line, you still get your medal. And it's the same with our journey with Jesus. It doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian. If we've crossed that starting line and chosen to follow him, we are running our race. And we might get scooped into heaven after a long journey or a short journey. I was reminded when I was thinking about this of, some of you will remember, dear Phil, who became a Christian as a young man at All Saints Mattershaw on an Easter Sunday some years ago. Sadly, he died only a few months later from a congenital, unknown, hidden cardiac condition. But he had still started his race. He still received his prize. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 9 that our prize is a crown that lasts forever. Our discipleship journey may seem slow. We may go round in circles. We may have periods where we seem to have a spiritual sprint. All we need to do is to press on, looking forwards. Paul says in verse 14 that he is forgetting what is behind and straining on towards what is ahead. And we know he had every reason to forget his past. As we were reminded last week, he had persecuted the early Christians. Paul doesn't forget this, but he leaves it behind because it's done with. He uses it to illustrate how far he has travelled the path with Jesus, to show how much someone can be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's imprisoned as he writes the letters to the church in Philippi. and you could think that his race had come to an abrupt end. But no, he is still reminding the church of the joy of knowing Jesus and encouraging and teaching them from his soul. His personal circumstances have changed. His missionary journeys have come to an end, but he is still full of hope and joy of being a Christian, and he's still pressing on, still going forward. What about us? I know from bitter personal experience that it is very hard to move forward when things have happened, where your circumstances have changed and your future is uncertain, where you cannot forget what has happened because it impacts on your future. And I know how this can impact on your faith, causing you to feel that your race has come to a halt, as you cannot pray or read the Bible, and as you cry out to God because you feel abandoned by him. But Paul reminds us that we just need to press on. We will not lose our prize. We just press on towards the goal. And notice Paul says, press on towards the goal. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be a brilliant preacher. We don't have to lead rallies where hundreds give their lives to Jesus. We don't have to have the cleanest house or be the best host or hostess. We don't have to work until we drop in our jobs. We don't have to strive. We just need to press on and move forward. And yes, we will trip up. We will continue to sin. We will go round in circles of sinning, repenting, and then committing the same sin again. We may fall into a big pothole of grief or depression or anxiety. Our spiritual maturity may be fast or it may be slow. All we need to do is to keep our eyes on the goal and remember the Holy Spirit is moving along with us if we allow him. Paul says in verse 16, let us live up to what we've attained. We have attained Christ, so we live our lives as his disciples and take into account what he's learned. Even Paul does not consider himself to have achieved full spiritual maturity, and he warns against others thinking that they've achieved it. He says he's not reached his goal, and he tells those who are more mature in their faith to live up to the point they've already attained. And in my version of the NIV, it says they should keep an eye on one another. And I suggest that means that we need to encourage others and be alongside them, helping them, especially if they are struggling in their own race. In chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, let's stand firm in the Lord. So let us all stand firm, however our race is going. And we can do that with the support and prayers and encouragement of others. Let's not look backwards, but forwards. I believe in the last few months, God has allowed us to develop spiritually and grow together as his church in our various villages and together with those who live further afield. Let's not go back to what we were. Let's press on and be open and willing to change lanes, change our pace, but above all, be in it together, all straining to what is ahead, all pressing on towards our goal, which is ours through God's grace. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that word. That's very, very encouraging but challenging word. So I'm just going to pause for a moment before we carry on, just so that we have an opportunity to reflect on Mel's words and to think what God may be saying to us as we see ourselves in that Disney race, striving for the goal. Anyway, if we could have the next page, please. Thank you. So we're going to respond in song by singing As We Are Gathered and Lord, I Give You My Heart.
Give you praise, Lord.
So now let us draw our eyes upwards, outwards to our God. And as we do so, we declare our faith in the God who met us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so again, as we've been doing so throughout this series, focusing on Philippians, we pick up Paul's words from chapter 2, which were almost certainly an early creed of the church about what it means to have Jesus as our Lord. So let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing.
Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness.
He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
And every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, in the passage, we are on this race together, and we should be encouraging one another. And so we're going to share the piece, and we'll use the words, and then Leroy will sort of allow us to see each other again, and you'll have to click gallery view because otherwise you'll only be able to see me. So I'll gladly share the piece with you, but it's about sharing the peace with each other. So blessed be Christ, the Prince of Peace.
He breaks down the walls that divide us. Praise Christ, who is our peace.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And so now, if Leroy can, that's right, and I will. So on gallery view, yes. Peace be with you all. And now Anna is going to lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Lord, we give you thanks today for so many things, 1,000 miracles which we take for granted every day. Thank you for the vitality and diversity of the natural world. Thank you for the regularity and stability of the created world. Thank you for the way the body goes on functioning with such remarkable ingenuity and often healing itself. Train our hearts to be thankful so that we live daily out of a deep sense of gratitude and humility. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for our church leaders and pray especially for Andrea, newly priested this week, that she may find joy and fulfillment in her ministry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We know that our world is both wonderful and flawed at every point. We see the symptoms of a disordered world in every news broadcast. Bless, we pray, those parts of the world which are damaged by conflict and in need of healing at the moment, remembering particularly the people of Lebanon following the massive explosion. Also, the people of Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Syria. Support the aid agencies and the foreign troops who are trying to bring peace to these regions. Bring forth leaders of genuine caliber and the support of the international community. soften the hearts of the regimes in charge of these countries so that their suffering people are given the aid they need. We pray also for the desperate migrants who risk their lives to reach our shores. May a fair solution be found for all concerned. Keep us from the sin of thinking that their problems are nothing to do with us, for we are all children of one Heavenly Father. We pray also for those suffering the effects of the coronavirus or mourning the loss of loved ones to the disease. Protect the key workers risking their lives to help others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the church, we hope to find a different way of living and sharing together, and so often we are disappointed. The flaw in creation is also in us and in the church. Forgive us for distorting your gospel into our own possession and the likeness of our own prejudices. Give us joyful and generous hearts, which allow you to work through us to bring meaning and beauty into your church and the world. Persuade us out of our arguments, inspire us out of our pettiness, and set us free to be agents of your kingdom. Give us the courage to share the good news of your kingdom with those we meet in our daily lives. We are often tempted to look back with rose-tinted spectacles to what we may think of as a golden age of the past, distant or recent. But help us, Lord, instead to look forward and to work towards installing your kingdom and your values here on earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for people in any kind of need for whom this talk of life in all its fullness would ring very hollow. Be close today to the lonely, the bereaved, the despairing, and the desperate. Bless with hope those who are unemployed, homeless, deserted, or friendless. Give your deep healing to the sick, the disturbed, the damaged, and the lost. In our hearts, we name in silence some of those whom we know to be in dark places today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You, Lord, came to give us life, and to do so you had to lay down your own life to bring us back to God. Help us this day to live each day as if it were our last, to make the most of all opportunities, and to be grateful for the many blessings you pour upon us. Heavenly Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And so now we join together in the version of the Lord's Prayer closest to your hearts, as I say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And so as we come towards the end of our worship, we have our closing words. The Lord God Almighty is our Father.
He loves us and tenderly cares for us all.
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Saviour.
He has redeemed us and will defend us to the end.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is among us.
He will lead us in God's holy way. To God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory today and forever.
May the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you and all whom you love, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. And so as we come towards the end of our worship, after the service, we will have the customary 5 minutes to go and make a cup of tea or coffee. And then we will have our coffee break times in smaller groups after the service. But before that, we sing Love Divine, All Loves Examine.
Yeah.
Well, it has been lovely to see you, and thank you for coming. And as you can see, the timer is already starting for you to make coffees before you're able to see each other in smaller groups. Can I just say about Andrea's ordination? Thank you for those of you who are able to join us. It's all right, Leroy, you can carry on with the timer if you wish. It is available on our YouTube channel. It's got a very strange name at the moment because we don't have enough subscribers to be able to give our own one. We need 100 subscribers to be able to give it a sensible name. But if you are on YouTube and you Google Mattishall and Tud Valley, it will come up. And please do have a look at that service if you haven't already. Anyway, see you in a bit for some coffee.